It's Mitzi.
Hola, hola. It's Kat.
And we know it's an off week, but you know what? We've been doing it this long. We have to continue. We had to talk about last night's episode of Insecure. My goodness.
You felt My compelled. Goodness.
Compelled. Okay, first of all, we pick up like right where the episode ended, which is Issa running into Lawrence in the 7-Eleven with Chad and his damn Slurpee. Like, you see this?
In Palm Springs.
And she's like, the worst. And she's like, so what have you been up to? And they do like a little montage of what he's been up to. I'll tell you what he's been up to. He has been up to getting a diseased peen. That's what he's been up to. Ugh. It's like, really?
Whoa, Judgy McJudgerton, aren't you?
I am Judgy McJudgerton. It's not that hard to put a condom on. Especially if you don't fuck that
Well, girl. When you're having that much sex, if you're having such a sex montage, there's so much sex that there needs to be a montage.
My
chances
God.
Are you're going to get burnt.
Well, he definitely did. I mean, those calls that he had to do, his little scrotal recall where he had to call all those girls and be like...
Scrotal recall. He's like, Hat, it doesn't matter. It's in your story. It's part of your journey now.
Exactly. But you know what? It's funny. It's there used to be a show on, actually, I think it's still on there, on Netflix. And it was called Scrotal Recall. And it's this guy calling everybody on his list because he too got chlamydia. And he had to call everybody on the list. So, but he wanted to do it personally. So he went to like go meet them. And every episode was a different girl that he had to go meet.
Wow.
I know.
Wowza.
Too funny.
That's a great name. Yeah. And was that the same couch that he was having sex on?
I'm wondering, like, did he take the couch
with
from
each girl?
Well, I think so. But did he take the couch from the apartment with Issa at the Dunes? Did he get
custody? Oh, I don't even know. Nor do I care. Except that if that's, but if he had sex with that many women on that couch, because I feel like every montage.
Yeah. No, he was on the couch. Yeah, it was everybody on that damn couch.
That couch needs to be burnt. That's a chlamydia couch.
It is a chlamydia. I mean, Chad wouldn't even let him touch his fries, let alone coming over and sitting.
You don't know that.
You can't catch it.
He was funny.
That was funny. He's like,
that's not how that works.
He is trash upon trash, but I love me some Chad. I was glad to see him back.
Wait, who was his girlfriend?
Don't you remember, like, he was like, I'm getting married to Leah. We never saw her. But he was like, yeah, I'm gonna marry her.
Okay.
And, like, out of the blue, he told Lawrence that he was getting married. And he was like, yeah, you know, whatever. You gotta do this. You gotta do that. I even take her out. This was when he wasn't taking out Tasha. And he was like, even I take Leah out and spend all this money or whatever. So that's who he'd gotten engaged to. Fitting that he gets left at the altar. He's like, all my grandmothers were there.
All my grandmothers?
All his grandmothers came to the wedding that did not happen because he got caught.
He was titty fucking two strippers. Yeah.
Oh my God, he's a mess. But Issa apparently is still doing...
Sorry.
What happened?
Tyrion won.
Tyrion won. Oh, that's a Game Tyrion of Thrones. Lannister. That's a Game of Thrones reference that I don't get.
Peter Dinklage.
Oh, that you should have said. I like Peter Dinklage. That's awesome. Okay, we happen to
this
be recording
is what, he's like fourth?
This while we're watching, Sorry. Or while Kat is watching the Emmys. Anywho, so Issa is still trying to make her Coachella happen.
Her Coachella happen?
No, Coachella. This block party that she wanted to have. She's still trying to make that happen. Yeah.
First of all, I need to know more Mexican women because that chick at the permit office or whatever was hilarious. And I like to see how minority women in government jobs are all the same.
Consuela the clerk.
The bar.
I mean, she was
the bar
not
has not been risen or raised.
She was like, yeah, you know what? I'm just going to tell you something between me and you. Stop. Okay, stop. She was like,
I know when she was saying all the things she'll need. She's like, I said alcohol twice because the people are gonna want to drink. She's like, you're gonna need alcohol, you're gonna need this and that, and you're gonna need alcohol, and I said it twice because
they're gonna want to drink. Yeah, exactly. Which is true. I still don't understand like where this is coming from with Issa. Like, okay, you had this idea when you were high, Do you really think you're going to be able to pull this off in 2 months and you don't even know
what you're doing? Negative and Nelly over here.
No, but really.
First of all, she has. I mean, it's not, I think it's not going to happen in 2 months for sure.
Of course not.
But she has a love for music. I was wondering how they're going to make her love for music translate into her next position, into a job.
Right. I thought for sure that the whole point of showing her Beat Crew was because she would try to, like, work at the Beat Crew. But maybe it was just to show her, like, she doesn't belong at We Got
Lost Your Way.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Maybe that's what it was.
That would be too obvious.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
But at the same time, she might end up there.
Yeah, you never know. You never know. And there's supportive ass Nathan talking about you can do it. It's just a few forms. You can do it. It's a great idea. And you're like, oh my God, Nathan, you're so supportive. I love you. And then fast forward 22 minutes later when you're just like, that piece of trash. But we're getting ahead of ourselves. So.
Oh gosh.
Of course, you know, we already talked about it. Lawrence meeting up with Chad and Derek at the bar. And Lawrence just being like, you know, I can't keep doing this. And Chad's looking at him like he's crazy. Like, what? Of course you can. I also like how Chad pretends that he's unbothered by the fact that Leah left him. He's like, yeah, that's why I had to cut her loose. You know, I am unbothered. Like, what you talking about? Unbothered. I'm like, you are so bothered. It is ridiculous, my friend. Absolutely ridiculous.
He's like, you're a hoe. Issa's a hoe. No, she's not a hoe. She just
did some whole thing.
Hoe-like behavior.
That's right.
She behaved. And basically, you did the same thing. The hypocrisy is so real.
It's ridiculous. Ridiculous. But I was excited to see... let me go back. I was excited for Nathan to be like, hey, can you tell your girl that Andrew still has her jacket? Because I'm like, oh, yeah. Asian bae coming back.
Asian bae.
Yo, when she meets him to get her jacket, and he's like, have you been to Pro and Proper or whatever it was? Out. And he was like, I'm going to take you there. I'm going to take you there. Let's go tomorrow. I was like, oh, I like that.
See, I like that and that's just the issue right there. You find a dude that's interested. He's not ugly.
No, he's not.
He can't. He's, and he's tall. And he doesn't have, like, chicken butt lips. So,
exactly. And he took care of you when you were at your worst, B, because she was high as fuck.
And he still wants to hang out with you.
And he still wants to hang out with you. Like, and he probably, like, I'm wondering if he took that coat on purpose. Like, here's an excuse for me to, like, talk to her again or
held on to it.
Yeah, I don't know. But whatever. I'm like, Molly, don't block your blessings. Dro is, like, not going to happen for you. So, like, why not? And she's like, I'm Orthodox black.
She was.
She says she's Orthodox black. Yeah. She just wants to date a black man. So what's the point?
Right. I mean, it's funny, but it's like that's the mentality. You gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah, I mean, I just think, like, why not open your horizon? I understand her point where she's like, oh, you don't want to have to explain every little thing about the culture. I don't know how you have to explain red beans and rice. You just have to eat it. But I didn't get that reference. But, like, I do understand having to, like, explain every little thing and all the rest of it.
Well,
but
it's kind of like, you have to explain red. It's like one time someone asked me about greens and I don't know, mac and cheese, let's say. And I was like, I'm not that black person. I'm the rice and beans black person and fried plantains person. And we can talk about griot. We can talk about black. Like, I'm not the macaroni and cheese and collard greens and ham hocks and all that black person.
And grits and all the rest
of
it.
I love those things. Right. I know nothing. I can't help you.
Exactly.
So maybe that's what she meant. But she doesn't even know him.
I know. She doesn't even know what he knows as well. He got black friends. He probably already knows.
He might put you on.
Exactly.
He might put you on to some shit.
You don't know. He's got two black dudes that he rolls with. He probably knows a lot more than you. Well, of course, here comes Kelly talking about, which one is Andrew, the black one or the Asian one? Because if it's the black one, I've been fucking him a lot.
I'm fucking him. She said a lot?
A lot, yeah, underneath her breath. I was like, oh my God, I love Kelly. She is too much. Anyway, I don't know. Like, the biggest thing for me was, like, this baby shower. Because they roll in, coming in early to help. and she's got already, like, a whole crew of people in there helping her. The crazy crew who were on the planning committee. And it's like, who are these people? Where did they come from? I mean, obviously, not for nothing.
That whole group of friends hasn't really been supportive of her whole pregnancy situation.
She really hasn't. You're right. They really, really haven't. They've been kind of like, you know, no, not the baby, just you. You know, like, one last hurrah.
Like, it's a separate thing from
her. One last hurrah before the baby comes, and the separate
come
text
do these drugs while you grow
a
person in your body. Yeah.
The separate group text that she's not, the group chat that she's not a part of. I totally get that. But it sounds as though Kelly was at least reaching out, wanting to help with the baby shower. Yeah. She was like, yeah, no, not you. Basically. You don't know nothing about this. You can't do this. Which I'm like, But wait, let's talk about those paintings that she had in the baby shower.
The icon.
Yes, the icons as Serena and Cardi B and Beyonce, and then one of just her. I was like, Tiffany is so extra. She even
That's also what, that was someone else too, wasn't it?
Did somebody else do that? Oh, the fourth one.
Yeah.
The fourth one, nobody seemed to recognize. They were like, oh, that's just her wanting to be an icon. I didn't recognize it.
Oh.
She even had, like, a little mommy chain. I was like, oh, my God. Of course Tiffany would do.
Good for her.
The absolute most.
I was just telling someone this weekend that they canceled their pregnancy photo shoot, and I was like, that's the one thing I regret not doing is a pregnancy photo shoot.
Oh, really?
First of all, your skin is fucking amazing.
Oh,
you kind of look skinny because your stomach is so big, so it makes everything look so much smaller.
Did you not take any at all? Like, not even like professional, but like just nothing.
Nope.
Oh, interesting.
No, not the belly, nothing. And think it's like symbolic as fuck. Like, this is me creating a whole other person. Mm-hmm. Booyah!
You'll have to do commemorate it the next time, bitch. For sure.
The next time.
Commemorate, but you are too funny.
You're so funny.
Oh my goodness. All right, but it was nice to see it, the moment with Issa and Lawrence as well, like the two of them able to just talk and chat, and it was good to see them. Just, it felt like closure for both
be
of
normal
them. Yeah, but it kind of felt like closure. They both
and
were
the funny
like,
thing is mm-hmm. are like over is that what you're gonna say? They both kind of like went over the hump, and they want
exactly.
They both got feel like, but to me that was like, to me I got the sense that this is not the end game.
Really, that this is not the end of Issa and Lawrence.
Mm-mm.
Interesting.
I'm not saying it's gonna happen next episode or anytime soon, but
maybe.
And I don't know. I didn't get the sense that it was over.
Interesting.
In the way that, you know, people grow apart. Like, they grow while they're apart.
Yeah.
And then they find themselves through circumstance. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, shit.
Back again.
This time.
I mean, he definitely still has, like, a little bit. I mean, he was quick to tell Chad, she's not a hoe. Like, hold on.
Yeah. We'll That's respectful.
Like that. Yeah. Maybe. I mean, it could be necessary because freaking Nathan has, like, disappeared off the face of the earth. Completely ghost. Ever since she sent that text saying that Lyft called her and wanted to investigate the fight, the altercation, the assault that happened in her vehicle. He just completely disappeared, not answering the phone, no text.
Didn't he disappear before?
What happened was, like, there was a scene where the two of them were, like, in bed, and he was like, how do you know it's real? She's like, oh, no, I've been there before.
But then he didn't call her back shortly.
I'm trying to think.
And then he was like, honestly, I see what you mean. I felt like I came on too strong or something.
No. That was last week.
My point is.
Oh, I see. Yes.
He has expressed a fear. Like, he runs when he's scared.
He disappeared before. Or
he falls
that's
back.
What you're saying. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and then after that little.
Keep up!
And after that little conversation where he's like, I really like you. And she's like, I didn't know we could say that, but I like you too. And he's like, I don't really like that many people, which is a mood.
He sounds like a real
all the time.
Authentic fuckboy. Let me be all real. Let me pump you up.
And
let me run for my feelings. Oof. Let me drop that bomb
like
so that you give a
Kaiser
fuck.
Soze.
And then let me bastard. Ghost.
Man.
Classic fuckboy behavior.
Ugh. Wait, you know, talking about fuckboys, did you see the freaking bombshell? First of all, Molly going over to talk to Dro. He's like, oh, what I'm talking now?
The fuck?
I mean, with your boundaries and all the rest of it. I'm like, really? Okay. Like, she didn't mean to be, like, completely, like, you're both at a social function. You could at least say hi. But I was glad to see her be like, okay, you know what? This reminded me why we should have ended this in the first place.
A whole entire bullet.
Okay, shaped like a baby. Baby. I can't believe
an embryo shaped bullet.
I can't believe that Candace is pregnant. And the question is, how long has she been pregnant? Because she's telling people. So she could have been pregnant for like a couple of months
at
and
other
like,
people's
just
baby
show.
Shower.
I know. Tiffany was so
going
mad.
Around stealing thunder and shit.
Tiffany was pissed.
But wait,
pissed.
Candace is Whitney Houston.
Yes, it's Bubby. So funny how many people Bubby. Were saying that.
Come on, Bubby.
In the Bobby like, story, wait. Right? In the Bobby Brown story?
Yes, and someone posted a video the other day of Whitney Houston almost basically telling on herself. Almost like telling on herself that she was cheating.
Oh, really?
Or that she had a side piece. It's actually funny because he sounds so high or just like naive and she sounds so she was like, he said, oh, because I'm unbuttoning my shirt like this. And she's like, you know why? Because you're a freak. All them, you know, you and he was like, what? And she was like, you know, to all the ball. And then she started singing.
To cover it up.
He's like, did you almost say that me and somebody else is a freak? She looked at the camera and smiled.
Oh, no. Wait, I saw that, but I didn't realize it was actually them. I saw like a still of that, but I didn't realize it was actually them. I thought
oh yeah,
a
there's a video. I'm gonna find it for you.
Okay, I thought it was a scene from the actual.
No, she was like, yeah, because you know, you went and she's like, oh, I love the ball. He's like, what? She's like, I love you. It reminded me of their
Shut
show.
Up, covering up by singing. Oh my
exactly.
god.
Exactly.
That is hilarious.
But when I saw Candace, I was like, hold up, Bobby.
A ton it's of Whitney. People were like, oh my god, it's Whitney. I mean, Candace. But ooh, seriously though, like you don't start telling people that you're pregnant until you're like, what, 2-3 months along, right? Just in case anything happens.
I mean, honestly,
I don't know.
That's like a old wives tale. Some people, it takes them so long to get pregnant and they just be so happy that they say it.
And they just
But yeah, the deal is that you usually wait about 3 months.
I'm just wondering if when he like kicked this, because you know I can't really tell how much time has passed, but like when he kicked this off with Molly, like did he know she was pregnant?
No, but he was definitely boning. He was all up in there, squash. Nope, found him. Grossness. But I mean it doesn't even matter because it's, I don't know, I'm not a proponent of open relationships.
Well, I hope especially she's done with ready. Joe. I hope she is done with Joe. In the scenes from the next, she's actually on a date with Asian Bay Andrew. And I, for one, would like to start the Andrew Army. I love him. I want him for Molly.
Andrew Army.
That's right.
What's that actor's name?
Alexander Hodge. And yo, his hair is so long and so thick. It is crazy. I think that's why they have him in his little man bun. Because his hair, I mean, it's more than halfway to his back. It's crazy.
And he's just black? He's just Asian?
I don't know what kind of Asian. I think it might be Japanese? I think.
Yeah, because he's like dark.
I think it might be Japanese. Only because on...
High cheekbones.
Not Instagram, sorry. On Twitter, because he's liked a couple of our tweets. His name is both in English and it looks like kanji. Which I think is Japanese. Or is that Korean?
I was going to say, bitch, you don't know. Get the fuck out. Nice. You almost had me there.
Damn it.
I wasn't. You're like, is that Japanese or Korean? Or Chinese?
No, oh, I God, don't think so Chinese. Funny. I don't think Chinese, but I do think either Japanese or Korean. Yeah. Anyway, it was such a damn
well, I'm gonna need him to spruce up his Wikipedia page.
Somebody needs to add
the
a little
the
bit
Googles
to
has
it.
No information.
Yeah. But I am all for it. All for the and I am ready to start the Andrew Army. the Nathan Navy, I'm sorry, it's been disbanded. And I don't even think Daniel had a hive. Did he? Was he a Daniel Hive? I don't know. These little fan names.
Oh, but something I learned. Yeah, but people were feeling Daniel. His beard. Anyway, I won't get into that. But
I
wasn't a huge fan.
I know.
And I was proven correct.
He was beautiful. I know. But the face, I enjoyed the face. I enjoyed the skin. I enjoyed the body. I enjoyed that. It turns out he was so unsupportive. And, like, basically the worst. Not the worst, but...
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, not so good. Although next week, it looks like Issa is pressed. Super, super pressed. Making Molly go out with Andrew just so she can find out what's going on with Nathan.
That is some definite, like, espionage.
Okay.
Some, like, ride or die bitch, babe.
It was funny when Molly was like, you want me to call him from my phone? See if that works.
Yeah. To see if he picks up. This is a complete aside.
Go on.
But you're gonna need to Google the Fab Five's outfit for the Emmys.
The Fab Five's outfit for the Emmys.
Just gonna leave it at that.
Okay. Oh my god. What is Jonathan wearing?
What are they all wearing?
Oh my god, you are not kidding. Wearing? Oh my god. I don't know what he's wearing. What? Oh Lord.
Is Tan wait. Wearing and how come it's not a French
wait a French okay tuck? First of all, Jonathan, this beard and mustache thing he's got going on is litwap. And then I thought, oh, he's shirtless, and then I'm like, oh, what's that around his neck? He's not shirtless. He's wearing some sort of clear chiffon, almost the same color of his skin, high-necked shirt. Oh dear god in heaven. Oh, Tan, what are you wearing?
Maybe Molly can't date Asian Bay. His hair is, like, popping.
I know, his hair is amazing. Like, amazing. I told you. Super, super thick. Super, super fab.
But it's, like, flowy.
He could do hair commercials.
Yeah. But he looks like he could be Latino also.
Maybe he's, like, half and half. I mean, his last name is Hodge. He could be mixed.
He got that Asian hair gene, though.
I'm convinced that Jonathan by me wearing a woman's suit and top.
Oh, for sure. Oh, yeah. Totes. It's okay. Sheer. Dude.
We're digressing. So sorry. Great episode, as usual, of Insecure. Next week is the penultimate episode, which is when they always, like, leave you with, like, a huge freaking... Oh my god, I can't believe that just happened. So I feel like something big's coming this next episode. I don't know what it is.
Interesting. Oh, can we give honorable mention to the guy who plays her brother?
Oh my god, Amal. He's Asian. Yes! I just found out last night. I was like uh-oh, un balcon sano.
Oh, we didn't talk about the cupcakes either.
I just started following him. Oh my god, when she was like, the you better cupcakes. Midnight train them motherfuckers to the table.
No, even when she found them in the book, she was like, you know, because there's white there and that's white and there's a little bit of chocolate. Yes, still a nigga.
Yo, Kelly, I just can't. Natasha Rothwell needs to win all the things. She needs to win all the things. Because she steals every scene that she is in. Because she's a writer and a producer on the show, I don't even know how much she's writing and improvising versus the person who wrote the episode. Like, she comes up with these ad-libs and these little lines and these asides that just kill you dead. I'm still on the Remember Me Different from last week.
Classic. You'll never forget. Ever.
Never.
Remember Me Different.
She's like, I painted myself.
Has only one black person won this whole time so far?
Regina King.
Yeah. The fuck?
I don't know. All right, let's wrap this up and
end
this with another great song from the soundtrack of Insecure.
The music is so popping.
So good. I'm obsessed with that song, Incomplete Kisses by Sampha. Those incomplete kisses.
I like Sampha.
Oh, I had no idea. Love it.
Oh, Tiffany Haddish won.
Yeah, but that was like a previous night.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's end this. Let's end it with Incomplete Kisses by Sampha. And we'll catch you guys later.
Yes.
Bye-bye now.
Toodles.
success. We're weighing it down with every step. In this house we're sitting in care. But we're far too numb to really care. The TV keeps glitching. The lights come down and portals appear. And somehow you step out to say you're not by yourself now. Those incomplete kisses. Those incomplete kisses. Wait too long, you'll miss it. Before long, you'll miss it. Don't let your heart hide your story. Don't let your mind hide your story. Cause if you deny others inside, it gets harder to move along. Move on. Flying high above all your memories, I have a bird's eye view. A child stood at the cemetery. He looks just like you. Armed with yellow, purple, blue skies. The painting's so true. And I hear those cries. Don't you leave me. Don't you leave me. Those incomplete kisses. Wait too long, you'll miss it. Before long, you'll miss it. Those incomplete kisses. Those incomplete kisses. Wait too long, you'll miss it. Before long, you'll miss it. Don't let your heart hide your story. Let your mind hide your story. Cause if you deny others inside, it gets harder to move along.